Thomas dropped his head and groaned. "Natasha, you can't do this to me." She stepped behind him while he faced a large black-and-white barbershop photo on the museum wall. She centered Thomas and framed him in the shot. Click. "Do what?" he said. "Make me feel extraordinary." "Why not?" She shifted to the side to frame him parallel to the photo. Click. "You're handsome, a serviceman, a hometown hero. You're like a real-life version of those black-and-white stills in the movie, The Photograph. Have you seen it?" "No, and that's enough." Thomas moved fast. His large hands enveloped the camera in her hands, stealing her from taking another picture. He towered over her. The set of his broad shoulders communicated strength and determination, but gentleness flowed from his hands to hers as he collected the camera and guided her beside the photo displays. "Are you going to give me my camera back?" Natasha crossed her arms, a frown creasing her face. "I paid a great price for it on eBay, and I'm not letting my investment go to waste when I have such a wonderful subject to take pictures of. I knew this photo archive would inspire me." Thomas closed the space between them with one step. "So, photos and artwork inspire you. What else?" Warmth emanated from his powerful body, and it made her dizzy. She took a step back to breathe better. "Good literature inspires me, and sunrises, sunsets, fir trees." Thomas closed the gap between them once more. "Fir trees? Really?" he said. She took a deep breath. "Yes, like the big one in Nanny's yard." With a tender touch, he placed the camera in her waiting hands. "Fir trees?" Even closer to her, he planted a soft, moist kiss on her forehead. Sparkles of delight suffused from the top of her scalp to the bottom of her feet. "Yes, sir, fir trees." Another sweet, warm kiss landed on her cheek. "Then what are we waiting for?" he asked. Natasha swallowed her answer. The moment didn't need more words. The moment called for action.